This is Lauren giving you a call from customer support. Can I have that zip code, please?
What did you ask for?
Your zip code.
Oh, well, that's the whole point of this. My zip code is 33051, but I want it sent to 17064.
Okay, hold just a second. Can you just verify the shipping address for me, and then I can get it shipped changed for you?
Thank you. It's for king size yellow. Deep pocket. 1800 count sheets or 800, something like that. It was just the order was just placed yesterday.
All right, just a second. You say you need to change the zip code, right?
Well, I need to change the address to which it's to be shipped. You have the right billing address, but I have a summer place that I stay with a friend of mine.
All right, so just give me that zip code.
The new one?
Yes.
17064.
And is it the still the P.O. Box 510972-61728 Street?
No, that would be 617th Street, but the post office box is right.
Okay, in the same city and state, correct?
No. What I'm trying to... You have the right order. Now, I want the delivery to a different address.
That's what I'm saying. What's the new address?
Oh, if it's by mail, it would be Post Office Box 87. If it's by like UPS, it's 102 Oak Road, Timber Hills.
Okay, so hold on. 102 Oak Road, Timber Hills. Timber Hills is separate?
That's the development. It's a weird situation, and if you want, I can get into the details, but it's really South Londonderry Township, I believe, but she likes being in Mount Gretna, so she uses the Mount Gretna post office box. And she insists that she's in Mount Gretna. And the only way you can get to her house is through Mount Gretna, which is a crossroads. It's a tiny little place. So that's a long explanation of the whole story, why Timber Hills is in there. This woman's 86 years old, and she is very...
What's the city in the state?
Oh, Mount Gretna, Pennsylvania. 17064.
And spell out, hold on just a second, spell out that city again.
Mount Gretna, MTGRETNA.
Okay.
Pennsylvania.
Got it. Okay, is there anything else I can assist you with today?
Yeah, just read to me the part that I needed to make sure we're on the same page.
Say that one more time, sir.
Give me your words that you would describe what I've ordered to make sure that you and I are on the same page.
You ordered the August 31st on Serenity Drops, the Serenity Drops CBD CBD oil.
I'm sorry. When I talk to you, I have a mask on. And when I talk to you so that you can hear me right now, I took the mask off and I don't have it the phone in my ear. So if you will wait a half a second, I'll put it to my ear and then you can tell me.
Okay, go ahead.
August 31st, Serenity Drops, 1,000 bottles. The CBD oil.
I beg your pardon?
You ordered the CBD oil on August the 31st.
No, I ordered yellow sheets. What's a CD?
CBD?
Oh, that's the hemp?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, that goes to that address anyway, the one I just gave you. Yeah, that's fine. I thought it was an order I just placed.
You're welcome, sir. Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
No, that's it. I'm glad you helped me change the place because I'm not there right now. Thank you so very much.
You're welcome. Bye. Thanks for calling customer support. Have a great day.